Taiwan special, episode one for the week. I am not going to talk long about Hong Kong, but I'm just going to give you a quick status update, and then I'm going to talk about Korea and Japan today. The protests are getting surgical and a little bit violent, could get more violent. They're still in large numbers, not ginormous as they once were. They're creeping toward the mainland. Across the border, just inside China, is Shenzhen, which is a special economic zone. You know, taxes are different and favorable and that sort of thing. I think there are even like one-day visas. Like you can go into Shenzhen for one day, but you've got to leave that day. And there's nothing to keep. You're supposed to stay inside Shenzhen, but there's nothing to keep you from leaving. You're just supposed to be there. And of course, if you get caught, you know how friendly the Chinese are to criminals. You know how friendly the Chinese are to criminals that aren't a part of the party, according to their criminal law of the day, whatever it was that afternoon. But anyhow, the protests are getting closer to the border. They're up at Sha Tin, if you know where that is, Taiwan. Zach King, Final Cut King, if you know this guy on YouTube, like he does these funny Final Cut videos. He went and jumped through the subway door. That was at Taiwan. That's up in the area where the protests are moving to. Okay. What's happening is these evil, horrible terrorist protesters who want such an evil thing as democracy are throwing hazardous substances at the police, like water bottles. And so it's really violent. And we're seeing how evil they are and American interference. You know, funny thing, I cut up my airline card for the Hong Kong owned airline. It was an airline owned by, it's a Hong Kong company. The Hong Kong doesn't own it, but you know, like you can say American owned or Taiwanese owned. It's Hong Kong owned. I cut it up and I've actually been getting trolled by Chinese types. Like, they're actually shouting at me. And the funny thing is this. I know how to deal with them because my pastor used to shout at me the same way. When you threaten someone's power, the false accusation just rolls in. It's amazing. Now, the thing is, and I think I'm going to get into this tomorrow, some ideas and people that I met with in my trip to Taipei, which I talked about yesterday in the podcast. But for the stick to the issues crowd, that's boring. You know, so if you want to get everything, you do the all podcast, and then it's just all the podcasts and one easy little podcast. You don't do the Taiwan special and the others, you know, but Taiwan special is stick to the issues. So, you know, choose your beef. The protests are getting closer to the mainland. They're getting more surgical. And the recent report is that the police are marching in these green combat uniforms, whatever that is about. Usually they wear black when it's riot gear, and they're not showing their police ID number on their uniform, which they're legally supposed to. That's the report anyway. So that's where it's supposedly getting to. So it's somewhat escalating. It's smaller numbers, but still big, and it's still continuing. And as one, I think it was a CNN, it was a CNN or it was a BBC reporter. He said, this is the new normal. There's protests going on in Hong Kong. It's the new normal. All right, so that's Hong Kong. That's just where things are for now. Korea and Japan, what in the world's going on? You know, a lot of this comes down to culture. And I took my little chance for the free pot shot at Western churchianity, the Sunday morning culture, which I'm not too fond of, if you know anything about me. I mean, I love Jesus, but I can't stand the Sunday morning institution. There's a lot of good people there, especially pastors who are ensnared by the system. They're enslaved by it most of all. A lot of good people. But the system, it's the system that's really, really bad. And that's the thing, is people think that it's good. And it's absolutely failed in Asia. See, Korea is supposedly this country with all these Christians. I say Korea. In Jesse world, I live in the world of tomorrow. The Koreas are already reunited in my world. So sometimes I forget that. Just because I see it coming and it just becomes my reality. And maybe that was why I had the idea that I mentioned the podcast for how to start a good company. But that's another story, and I'm distracting and getting off the point, and I'm really tired, and I need a sip of this monster because I'm dehydrated. We'll see if the juices and the Monster can hydrate me enough before the caffeine in the Monster dehydrates me more. But so there's a cultural thing. Supposedly in South Korea, there's lots and lots and lots of Christians. So what's going on with this fight thing between Korea and Japan, huh? Well, supposedly in World War II or something like that, Japan was taking over lots of different places around about that time. Japan owned Taiwan, I think, since even just before the 1900s or something. Like it was either 1895-ish or 1905-ish. So Japan was owning a lot of different things. And in that time, the Japanese had taken Korean prisoners and they were doing forced labor. Well, there's some treaty or agreement or something or other where the Japanese companies that used and benefited from that forced labor of Koreans during Japanese imperial control, that those companies are supposed to pay back those workers for their time. Well, apparently they haven't been doing that or something. And so Korea's been making noises and creating a nuisance about this. Well, now what's happening is Japan, there's a lot of this that I find hard to believe. But Japan is now making noise and complaining and making sanctions against Korea, South Korea, and they're not exporting important components. So companies like Samsung are having trouble making their phones and that sort of thing, or something like that. The part I find hard to believe about all this is that Japan would be the ones to start the snafu. It was the Japanese who supposedly owed the money. So if the Japanese wanted to start the problem, they'd just not pay the money, and it would be the Koreans that are making the big stink. But it's not the Koreans that are making the big stink. It's the Japanese that are making the big stink when they don't need to. So, and this suspiciously escalated just after the G20 summit when everyone was there meeting. So I just, something about this smells fishy. And I'm not talking about the fishing industry. Well, there's lots of fishing industry up there, so I don't. Okay, maybe, speaking of sushi, but something isn't right about this. It's as believable as the Trayvon Martin prosecution. Look, George Zimmerman was a vigilante, and he didn't care who he shot and killed. He was out to get someone because he was mad at the world for bad people being loose on the street. And he went and someone died. That's manslaughter. But the prosecution in the Trayvon Martin case prosecuted as if George Zimmerman was out to find Trayvon and kill and murder Trayvon. They prosecuted it that way. They didn't level the charge. And they were so, this is unacceptable. We can't have this sort of thing. That was how the prosecution was talking, if you watched any the interviews. And it was hard to believe. It was a beautiful performance. It was an acting, theatrical show. But I didn't believe it. There's no way that they really, genuinely, actually wanted to see George Zimmerman go to prison. Because if they did, they wouldn't have cast it as something it wasn't. George Zimmerman murdered Trayvon Martin, but it wasn't the greatest evil in the universe. It wasn't the Jewish Holocaust. It wasn't, pick your crime today. People debate what's good and bad today, but it wasn't the worst that could ever happen, but it was painted as if it was. And so they overreached their aim and they lost everything. And for me, the whole time, I didn't believe it. I think that they were trying to lose the case by overshooting it so that they could create a hubbub, because that was all that there was a lot of politicization in the department. And that was tied to Obama trying to have a, as Rahm Emanuel said, never let a perfectly good crisis go to waste. You know, so there was a lot of race baiting and stuff going on in the day. And I think the prosecution tried to put forth a really avid fight to make sure that people believed that they were fighting and to make sure that they were going to lose. Well, that's how I feel the thing going on between Japan and Korea is. I just don't believe it. Here you've got these allies. They're fighting against China. They're awesome tech manufacturers, South Korea and Japan, you know, Sony, Samsung, and a lot of others. They're amazing manufacturers. They've got strong military cooperation with the United States to keep them safe. And of course, they feel that it keeps them under control, which maybe that's part of why they become good, because they both can be very imperialistic. And I'm not going to get into all the politics of it, but these guys should be getting along in lieu of China. But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they start fighting? I just don't believe it. So watch for this. Watch for this. One of two things, possibly both. The current president of Korea, South Korea, when he met Donald Trump a few years back, the first thing he did was introduce one of these comfort women to Trump. Deep Space Nine explored this with Gul Dukat, the Star Trek series way back from the late 90s. During war times, especially empires, their soldiers miss home, and so they basically take the local women in the country they invaded and turn them into slaves and say, here, these guys are lonely, so you got to go, keep them warm and stuff. And so they're called comfort women. It's a very sad, tragic, real thing, and Deep Space Nine explored that reality of war life and occupational life when a foreign imperial force occupies your country and stuff against your will. So one of these comfort women, I mean, they were young at the time and now they're older. One of these older comfort women from that era, the president of South Korea, the new president of South Korea, he took that woman to Trump, apparently to shame him or make him feel guilty or something. That's this guy. He was just elected. I mean, they had a mover and a shaker and a woman that was on point and made a lot of tough decisions in Korea. And then this guy comes along, a moderate who's angry and venomous about the past. And so I fully believe that the current same guy is still there. I believe that he's still mad and bitter and angry about the Japanese occupation and stuff. I believe that he could be making a stink. So maybe the Japanese are tired of this guy drudging up the past, and the Japanese are making a stink in order to make the Koreans not like him to unelect this turkey. That's possible. So it could be a move against him. Now this goes back to, it was like Bud said to Bill in the Tarantino film. Them Japs sure know how to hold a grudge, don't they? Or maybe you just tend to bring that out in people. We're supposed to believe that this is classic Asian anger at each other. That's what we're supposed to believe, right? Well, maybe it is if the Japanese are trying to shut it down and get rid of this turkey so they can move on. The Sony CEO fired the Amazing Spider-Man because he didn't show up at his party. Banquet, formal company meeting, however you want to dress it up. That's Tim in, Holland came along and he met that actor and, it was kind of a sad falling out and, the Amazing Spider-Man, I forget what his name was. I was kind of upset about that. It was badly directed. He was great as an actor, but they canned him and they tried to make another Spider-Man movie, which flopped. Sony owns Spider-Man and that type of thing, because they do hold grudges and they're very petty. The sad thing is South Korea is supposed to be full of Christians. It's supposed to have lots and lots and lots and lots of Christians. Being Christian is supposed to be the coolest thing in South Korea. But isn't the message of Jesus that we can forgive and get past the past and move on and not act like this? The reason that South Korea is so full of this anger and this venomosity and this Asian style vendetta stuff, vendetta is Italian, so it's the same old grudge work. The reason that they're so full of it, yet at the same time promote Jesus and Christian Sunday morning culture, is because the Sunday morning culture in America was never about Jesus. We've got this inherited hybrid pilgrim, witchcraft, slavery, Christian pilgrim, hybrid culture with Jesus kind of sort of in it diluted. And so our culture isn't quite so bad and we can rub our temples and convince ourselves we're Christian even if we don't believe Jesus. Oh, I'm Christian. People say call them Christian, but they don't believe in Jesus. So we've got this tolerable, palatable, get-along Christian-ish culture. And so that non-Christian but Christian-ish culture flies on Sunday morning. But then when you have the secular non-Christian culture of the East Asias on Sunday morning, it's filled with grudges and anger. which is the core message of Jesus, that we don't have to live that way. And the reason the Sunday culture of the missionaries in the West didn't get rid of that and preach against it and convince these people to let go of their anger so they could be happy people, the reason they didn't is because it was never about Jesus, even in America, in the Sunday morning culture. People believe, they think it is. A lot of people on Sunday morning do love Jesus, but the actual Sunday morning show isn't about Jesus at all. It's about keeping this culture practice thing. And that thing went over to South Korea. Supposedly the Christian work has been done, but it hasn't been done at all because Japan and South Korea are still fighting. Why? Because Christians don't know what Christ is really about. It's supposed to be about forgiveness, not this annoying culture nuisance voting block thing. So I don't know that I've kind of probably ruffled a lot of feathers and introduced a lot of different things, and I'm happy to talk about stuff later. But the issue is, I think that either Japan is trying to irritate South Korea into getting rid of this turkey who's very stuck in the past, Moon Jae-in or something, the guy that introduced the comfort woman to Trump, the current president of South Korea. They're either trying to get rid of him, or the whole thing is fake and they'll all of a sudden be friends and wrap up their differences after China makes a miscalculation, after China makes a move guessing that because of this feud, South Korea and Japan won't be allies against China. After China makes a big miscalculation, they might all of a sudden bury the hatchet. Something isn't right about this dispute. See you tomorrow.